The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Jesus to say them as thine. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now here is Brother Murphy.
The Yearning Hearts of Ecuador. On the Pacific side of South America lies an ancient country whose history dates back well over 400 years ago when they were conquered by Spain. This land of which I speak is a poor country as far as financial assets go, and yet in the land of Ecuador there are many yearning hearts for whom Christ died. I want to tell you more of this land of the Andes Mountains, but first, this scripture from Romans chapter 10 and beginning with verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach, except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I was much impressed by the statement of the airline ticket salesman in Miami as my daughter Kathleen and I prepared to make the flight to this land of which I speak. This native of Ecuador said, my people are sick in soul, sick in body. And I'm convinced that he knew what he was talking about. For the opportunity was ours to see firsthand the country and the people of Ecuador. And indeed, there are hearts who are yearning for the peace and satisfaction which the gospel alone can bring. Now, I certainly do not mean to imply from our text that the name of Christ has not been mentioned there, for it has been mentioned there by the Catholic Church for hundreds of years. But the manner in which it has been taught and practiced has largely failed to achieve the results which I know to be the plan and will of God. The gospel will bring freedom from fear and from spiritual darkness. It will bring deliverance to the captives and the opening of the eyes to them that are blind. As the big Braniff jet airliner found its way through the holes in the clouds and landed us safely in the city of Quito, Ecuador, on June 24, I was to see for the first time this city of 500,000 people or more settled along the rim of the Andes Mountains. And indeed, our eyes were filled with wonder and amazement at some of the things which we saw in the next few days that followed. In the marketplaces, I heard the din of the chatter, and I saw those who were selling their fruits and vegetables, and I saw those who were heavy laden with the burdens on their backs. You see, many of those folks do their work with their backs. It is on their backs that the baskets are carried. And sometimes the infants and children are carried on the backs of their mother, much as the papoose of the American Indians were carried. I'm reminded of this scripture, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It seemed to me that life was valued rather cheaply in this country of Ecuador, which is one of the poorest in South America. This we discovered even further when we took a ride on the public buses from Quito to Santo Domingo de los Colorados. It was not at all unusual for one bus to pass another on a mountain road or on a curve. In Santo Domingo, we saw what John Bunyan, in his Pilgrim's Progress, might have termed Vanity Fair. We saw Colorado Indians in their native costume, with their teeth painted black and their face striped with black ink or dye. And, of course, their clothing was rather scant, some of them at least, and they loved or liked the color of red. There was reveling in the streets, and in general, an air of indifferent gaiety and uncertainty. Oh, how our hearts yearned to see the true gospel of deliverance brought to these people of Ecuador. On another occasion, in a different village, there came the man and woman up the street quarreling, whom we took to be man and wife, but of this we're not sure. But they came waving their arms and quarreling at one another. It could have been that they had already had too much to drink of the liquors which were so much in evidence in the marketplace. And now let me leave this verse with you, which I hope will linger in your minds in the days ahead. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Friends and saints, do you believe that the people of all lands should have the opportunity and privilege of hearing and believing the true gospel which Christ gave to his disciples and sent them forth into all the world? I do. Then let us do something about it. May the dear Lord call, qualify, and send those of his own choosing to this land of Ecuador, and may the beautiful Church of God shine in its glory and splendor in these last days of gleaning as others are brought into the fold. And now listen to this poem, A Cry from Foreign Fields. Why didn't you tell us sooner? The words came sad and low. O ye who know the gospel truths, why didn't you let us know? The Savior died for all the world. He died to save from woe. But we never heard the story. Why didn't you let us know? You have had the gospel message. You have known a Savior's love. Your dear ones passed from Christian homes to the blessed land above. Why did you let our fathers die and into the silence go, with no thought of Christ to comfort? Why didn't you let them know? We appeal to you, O Christians, in lands beyond the sea. Why didn't you tell us sooner? Christ died for you and me. 1900 years have passed since disciples were told to go to the uttermost parts of the earth and teach. Why didn't you let us know? You say you are Christ's disciples, that you try his work to do, and yet his very last command is disobeyed by you. 'Tis indeed a wonderful story. He loved the whole world so that he came and died to save us. But you didn't let us know. All souls redeemed by Jesus, think what your Lord hath done. He came to earth and suffered and died for everyone. He expects you now to tell it, as on your way you go, but you kept the message from us. Why didn't you let us know? Hear this pathetic cry of ours, O dwellers in Christian lands, for the heathen stand before you with pleading, outstretched hands. You may not be able to come yourself, but some in your stead can go. Will you not send us teachers? Will you not let us know? Let us pray. Our Father, we are indeed glad for the power of the gospel. And we're reminded of the words of Jesus when he said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Bless each listener of the broadcast, and give us a willing heart to do thy will and go wheresoever you may send us. In Christ's name, amen. Friends, may I take just a moment to remind you that this message is brought your way this week and each week by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We appreciate deeply those who help us continue this broadcast on the air. And now, here's a song, "Come Unto Me." The singers are Bob and Dora Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. All you heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your love will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me,
unto me,
come unto me. I will give you rest, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind,
trust my mind.
Come and trust my mind. Come, oh, come.
My yoke is easy.
Come, my yoke is easy. Come, oh, come.
My burden's light.
Come, my burden's light. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you if your claim is best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest. Come unto me,
unto me,
come unto me. I will give you rest,
I will give you rest.
I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind, come and trust my mind. Come, oh, come, come, my yoke is easy. Come, oh, come,
my burden's
light.
Friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying a very cheerful goodbye.